sounds of Shakespeare, Radio Theater Company presents William Shakespeare's Merry Wives of Windsor, directed by Jason Smaraka. Starring Roger C. Jorgensen as Master Ford, Amelia Maciejewski as Mistress Ford, Dale Wilson as Master Page, Elizabeth Johansson as Mistress Page, Marie Jones as Anne Page, Peter Daly as William Page and Bardolph, Sorrel Bell as Mistress Quickly, Ron Gleason as Sir Hugh Evans, Darren Drobnenki as Dr. Caius and Robin, Randy Brzoski as Sir Robert Shallow, Scott C. Bourgeois as Master Slender, Ron Pelchier as Fenton, Diego Ibarra as the host of the Garter Inn and Jack Rugby, Derek Christensen as Pistol and Simple, Jason Smaraka as Nim, and Ian Horriban as Sir John Falstaff.
Ah! Sir Hugh, persuade me not! I will make a star chamber matter of it! If he were 20 Sir John Falstaffs, he shall not abuse Robert Shallow Esquire!
In the county of Gloucester, justice of peace and quorum.
Aye, Cousin Slender, and Castellorum.
Aye, and Rattalorum, too. Mm. And a gentleman born, Master Parson, who writes himself Armagero.
Yes.
In any bill, warrant, quittance, or obligation, Armagero.
Aye, that I do, and I have done any time these 300 years.
Yeah. All his successors gone before him hath done it, and all his ancestors that come after him may, they may give the dozen white looses in their coat.
It is an old coat of arms.
The dozen white looses become an old coat well. It agrees well, passant. It is a familiar beast to man and signifies love.
The loose is the fresh fish. The salt fish is an old cod.
I may quarter, cuz.
You may by marrying.
It is marring indeed if he quarter.
Not a whit.
Yes, by your lady, if he has a quarter of your coat, there is but 3 skirts for yourself in my simple conjecture. But that is all one. If Sir John Falstaff have committed disparagements unto you, I am of the church, and will be glad to do my benevolence to make atonements and compromises between you.
The council, Sir Barrett, it is a riot!
It is not wise the church council hear a riot. There is no fear of God in a riot. The council, look you, shall desire to hear the fear of God, and not hear a riot. Take your vizaments in that.
Oh, my life, if I were young again, the sword should end it.
It is better that friends is the sword and end it. And there is also another device in my brain, which peradventure brings good discussions with it. There is Anne Page, which is daughter to Master George Page, which is pretty virginity.
Mistress Anne Page. She has brown hair and speaks small like a woman.
It is that very person for all the world, as you will desire. And 700 pounds of monies, and gold, and silver, is her grandsire upon his death's bed, God deliver to a joyful resurrection, give when she is able to overtake 17 years old.
Ooh.
It were a good motion if we leave our pribbles and prabbles, and desire a marriage between Master Abraham and Mistress Anne Page.
Did her grandsire leave her 700 pounds?
Aye, and her father has make her a better penny.
I know the young gentlewoman. She has good gifts.
700 pounds and possibilities is good gift.
Well, let us see, honest Master Page. Is Falstaff there?
Shall I tell you a lie? I do despise a liar, as I do despise one that is false, or I despise one that is not true. The knight, Sir John, is there. And I beseech you, be ruled by your well-willers. I will beat the door for Master Page. What ho? God bless your house here.
Who's there?
Here is God's blessing and your friend, and Justice Shallow. And here young Master Slender, that peradventure shall tell you another tale, if matters grow to your likings.
I'm glad to see your worships well. I thank you for my venison, Master Shallow.
Master Page, I am glad to see you. Much good do it your good heart. I wished your venison better. It was
ill-killed. Ah, oh, good mistress Page, and I thank you always with my heart, with my heart.
Sir, I thank you.
Sir, I thank you, by yea and no, I do.
I am glad to see you, good Master Slender.
How does your fallow greyhound, sir? I heard say he was out running Cotsall.
It could not be judged, sir.
You'll not confess. You'll not confess.
That he will not. Tis your fault. Tis your fault. Tis a good dog.
A cur, sir.
Sir, he's a good dog. And a fair dog. Can there be more said? He's good and fair. And is, Sir John Falstaff here?
Sir, he is within. And I would I could do a good office between you.
It is spoke as a Christian's ought to speak.
He hath wronged me, Master Page.
Sir, he doth in some sort confess it.
If it be confessed, it is not redressed. Is that not so, Master Page? He hath wronged me. Indeed he hath. At a word he hath. Believe me. Robert Shallow, Esquire, saith he is wronged.
Here comes Sir John.
Oh, now, Master Shallow. You'll complain of me to the king?
Knight! You have beaten my men, killed my deer, and broke open my lodge!
But not kissed your keeper's daughter.
Tut! Gabin! This shall be answered!
Well, I will answer it straight. I have done all this. That is now answered.
The council shall know this!
'Twere better for you if it were known in council. You'll be laughed at.
God!
Pauta verba, Sir John. Good work.
Good warts! Good cabbage! Slender, I broke your head. What matter have you against me?
Oh, marry, sir, I have matter in my head against you and against your conny-catching rascals, Bardolph, Nim, and Pistol.
You Banbury cheese!
Aye, it is no matter.
Gar, how now, Mephistopheles the Satan?
Aye, it is no matter.
Slice, I say. Pouser, pouser, slice. That's my humor.
Where's Sybil, my man? Can you tell, cousin?
Peace, I pray you. Now let us understand. There is a 3 umpires in this matter, as I understand. There is Master Page, a fidelicit Master Page, and there is myself, fidelicit myself. And the 3 party is, lastly and finally, mine host of the Garter.
We 3, to hear it and end it between them.
Very good. I will make a brief of it in my notebook, and we will afterwards work upon the cause with as great discreetly as we can.
Pistol!
Hey, Gar, he hears with his ears.
What the devil in his damn what phrase is this, he hears with ear? Why, it is affectation.
Pistol, did you pick Master Slender's purse?
Aye, by his gloves did he, or I would I might never come in mine own great chamber again else, of 7 groats and mill 6 pences, and 2 Edward shovel boards that cost me 2 shilling and 2 pence apiece of Yeat Miller, by those gloves.
Is this true, Pistol?
No, it is false if it is a pick purse.
Gah! Thou mountain foreigner, Sir John and Master Mine, I combat challenge of his Latin bilbo.
Oh.
Word of denial in thy labras here. Oh. Word of denial, froth and scum, thou liest.
Well, by these gloves, then, 'twas Nim.
Be advised, sir, and pass good humours. I'll stay and say merry trap with you. If you run the nuthook's humor on me, that is the very note of it.
Well, by this hat, then, he in the red face had it. For though I cannot remember what I did when you made me drunk, yet I am not altogether an ass.
Uh-huh. Well, what say you, Scarlet and John?
Why, sir, for my part, I say the gentleman has drunk himself out of his 5 sentences.
It is his 5 senses, fie, what the ignorance is.
And being fap, sir, was, as they say, cashiered, and so conclusions past the careers.
Aye, you spake in Latin then, too. But 'tis no matter. I'll ne'er be drunk whilst I live again, but in honest, civil, godly company for this trick. If I be drunk, I'll be drunk with those that have the fear of God, and not with drunken knaves.
Ah, so God judge me, that is a virtuous mind.
You hear all these matters denied, gentlemen. You hear it.
Nay, daughter, carry the wine in. We'll drink within.
Oh, heaven, this is Mistress Anne Page.
Now, Mistress Ford.
Oh, Mistress Ford. By my troth, you are very well met. Oh, by your leave, good mistress.
Mm-hmm. Your wife, bid these gentlemen welcome. Come. We have a hot venison pasty to dinner. Come, gentlemen. I hope we shall drink down all unkindness.
I had rather than 40 shillings, I had my book of songs and sonnets here. How now, simple? Where have you been? I must wait on myself, must I? You have not the book of riddles about you, have you?
Book of riddles? Why, did you not lend it to Alice, Shortcake, upon Al Hallowmas last a fortnight afore Michaelmas?
Come, cuz. We stay for you. A word with you, cuz. Marry this, cuz. There is, as 'twere, tender, a kind of tender made afar off by Sir Hugh here.
Do you understand me?
Aye, sir, you shall find me reasonable. If it be so, I shall do that. That is reason.
Nay, but understand me.
So I do, sir.
Give ear to his motions, Master Slender. I will description the matter to you, if you be capacity of it.
Nay, I will do as my cousin Shallow says. I pray you pardon me. He's a justice of peace in his country, simple though I stand here.
But that is not the question. The question is concerning your marriage.
Aye, there's the point, sir.
Mary, is it the very point of it to Mistress Anne Page?
Why, if it be so, I will marry her upon any reasonable demands.
But can you affection the woman? Let us command to know that of your mouth or of your lips, for diverse philosophers hold that the lips is parcel of the mouth. Therefore, precisely, can you carry your good will to the maid?
Never. Cousin Abraham Slender, can you love her?
I hope, sir, I will do as it shall become one that would do reason.
Nay, God's lords and his ladies, you must speak positable if you can carry her your desires towards her.
That you must, yes. Will you, upon good dowry, marry her?
I will do a greater thing than that upon your request, cousin, in any reason.
Nay! Conceive me. Conceive me, sweet cuz. What I do is to pleasure you, cuz. Can you love the maid?
I will marry her, sir, at your request. But if there be no great love in the beginning, yet heaven may decrease it upon better acquaintance. When we are married and have more occasion to know one another, I hope upon familiarity will grow more contempt. But if you say, marry her, I will marry her. That I am freely dissolved and dissolutely.
It is a very discretion answer, save the fall is in the word. Dissolutely, the word is according to our meaning. Resolutely, his meaning is good.
I think my cousin meant well.
Aye, or else I might be hanged.
No! Ooh, here comes fair Mistress Anne. Would I were young for your sake, Mistress
The dinner is on the table. My father desires your worship's company.
Ooh, I will wait on him, fair Mistress
What's blessed will? I will not be absent at the grace.
Will't please your worship to come in, sir?
No, I thank you. Forsooth, heartily, I am very well.
The dinner attends you, sir.
I am not hungry, I thank you, forsooth. Go, Sybil, for all, you are my man. Go wait upon my cousin Shallow.
A justice of peace sometimes may be beholding to his friend for a man. I keep but 3 men and a boy yet, till my mother be dead. But what though? Yet I live like a poor gentleman born.
I may not go in without your worship. They will not sit until you come.
I'faith, I'll eat nothing. I thank you as much as though I did.
I pray you, sir, walk in.
I had rather walk here, thank you. I bruised my shin the other day with playing at sword and dagger with a master of fence. 3 vennies for a dish of stewed prunes, and, by troth, I cannot abide the smell of hot meat since. Why do your dogs bark so? Be there bears in the town?
I think there are, sir. I've heard them talked of.
I love the sport well, but I shall as soon quarrel at it as any man in England. You are afraid if you see the bear loose, are you not?
Aye, indeed, sir.
That's meat and drink to me now. I've seen Sackerson loose 20 times and have taken him by the chain. But, I warrant you, the women have so cried and shrieked at it that it passed. But women, indeed, cannot abide them. They are very ill-favored rough things.
Come, gentle Master Slender. Come, we stay for you.
I'll eat nothing, I thank you, sir.
By cock and pie, you shall not choose, sir. Come.
Come. Nay, pray you. Lead the way.
Come on, sir.
Mistress Anne, yourself shall go first.
Not I, sir. Pray you keep on.
I'll rather be unmannerly than troublesome. You do yourself wrong indeed.
Go your ways and ask of Dr. Caius's house which is the way. And there dwells one Mistress Quickly, which is in the manner of his woman, or his dry nurse, or his cook, or his laundry, his washer, and his ringer.
Well, sir.
Nay, it is better yet. Give her this letter, for it is a woman that altogether's acquaintance with Mistress Anne Page. And the letter is to desire and require her to solicit your master's desires to Mistress Anne Page. I pray you be gone. I will make an end of my dinner. There's pippins and cheese to come.
Ah, mine host of the garter.
What says my bully rook? Speak scholarly and wisely.
Truly, mine host, I must turn away some of my followers.
Discard, bully Hercules, cashier. Let them wag. Trot.
I sit at 10 pounds a week.
Thou art an emperor, Caesar, Kaiser, Caesar. I will entertain Bardolph. He shall draw, he shall tap. Said I well, Bule Hector?
Do so, good mine host.
I have spoke. Let him follow. Bardolph! Let me see thee froth and lime. I am at a word. Follow.
Bardolph, follow him. A tapster is a good trade. An old cloak makes a new jerkin. A withered serving man, a fresh tapster. Go. Adieu.
It is life that I have desired. I will thrive.
Go base Hungarian white. Wilt thou spigot wield?
He was gotten in drink. His mind is not heroic. Is not the humor conceited?
I am glad I am so acquit of this tinderbox. His thefts were too open. His filching was like an unskillful singer. He kept not time.
The good humor is to steal at a minute's rest.
Dar, convey the wise at call. Steal for fickle for the phrase.
Well, sirs, I am almost out at heels.
Why, then, let gibes ensue.
There is no remedy. I must cunny catch. I must shift.
Young ravens must have food.
Which of you know Ford of this town?
I can the white. He is of substance good.
My honest lads, I will tell you what I am about.
2 yards and more.
No quips now, pistol. Indeed. Indeed, I am in the waist, 2 yards about. But I am now about no waist. I am about thrift. Briefly, I do mean to make love to Ford's wife. Nim! I spy entertainment in her. She discourses. She carves. She gives the leer of invitation. I can construe the action of her familiar style. And the hardest voice of her behavior, to be English rightly, is I am
Sir John Falstaff's.
Gar, he hath studied her well. That translated her will out of honesty into English.
The anchor is deep. Will thou humor pass?
Now the report goes, she has all the rule of her husband's purse. Gar. He hath a legion of angels.
Gar, as many devils entertain. And to her, boy, say I.
The humor rises. It is good. Humor me, the angels.
I have writ me a letter to her. And here another to Paige's wife, who even now gave me good eyes, too. Examined my parts with most judicious Iliads. Sometimes the beam of her view gilded my foot. Sometimes my portly belly.
Then did the sun on dunghill shine.
Oh, I thank thee for that humor.
She did course o'er my exteriors with such a greedy intention that the appetite of her eye did seem to scorch me up like a burning glass. Here's another letter to her. She bears the purse, too. She is a region in Guiana, all gold and bounty. I will be cheater to them both, and they shall be exchequers to me. They shall be my East and West Indies, and I will trade to them both. Go! Go, Pistol! Bear thou this letter to Mistress Page, and thou, Nim, thou this to Mistress Ford. We will thrive, lads. We will thrive!
Shall I, Sir Pandarus of Troy, become, and by my side wear steel? Then, Lucifer, take all!
I will run no base humor. Here, take the humor letter. I will keep the havior of reputation.
Hold, Robin. Bear you these letters tightly. Sail like my pinnace to these golden shores. Rogues, hence, avaunt! Vanish like hailstones! Go! Trudge, plod away o'er the roof. Seek shelter, pack! Falstaff will learn the humor of the age. French thrift, you rogues, myself and skirted page.
Gar, let vultures gripe thy guts, Sir John, for gored and full of holds, and high and low beguiles the rich and poor. Tester I'll have in pouch, when thou shalt lack, base Phidrian Turk.
I have operations which be humors of revenge.
Wilt thou revenge?
By Welkin and her stars.
With wit or steel?
With both the humors I will discuss the humors of this love to Paige.
And I, to Ford, shall be eke unfold. How Falstaff, varlet vile, his dove will prove, his gold will hold, and his soft couch defile.
My humor shall not cool. I will incense Paige to deal with poison. I will possess him with yellowness, for this revolt of mine is dangerous. That is my true humor.
Thou art a Mars of malcontents. I second thee. Troop on.
What, Jack Rugby? I pray thee, go to the casement and see if you see my master. Master Dr. Caius coming. If you do, in faith, and find anybody in this house, there will be an old abusing of God's patience and the king's English.
I'll go watch.
Go, and we'll have a posset for it at night, in faith, at the latter end of the sea coal fire. An honest, willing, kind fellow as ever servant shall come in the house withal. And I warrant you, no tell-tale, nor breed bait. His worst fault is that he's given to prayer. He's something peevish that way. But nobody has his fault. But let that pass. Peter Simple, you say your name is?
Aye, for a fault of a better.
And Master Slender's your master?
Aye, forsooth.
Does he not wear a great round beard like a glover's paring knife?
No, forsooth. He hath but a little whey face, with a little yellow beard, a cane-colored beard.
A soft, sprightly man, is he not?
Aye, forsooth. But he is as tall a man of his hands as any is between this and his head. He hath fought with a Warner.
Say you. Oh, I should remember him. Does he not hold up his head, as it were, and strut in his gait?
Yes, indeed he does.
Well, heaven send Anne Page no worse fortune. Tell Parson Evans I will do what I can for your master. Anne is a good girl, and I wish her...
Out, alas! Here comes my master!
We shall all be shipped! Run in there, good young man! Go into the closet! Oh, he will not stay long! What, John Rugby? John! John! What, John? Oh, go, John! Go inquire as to my master. I tell you, he's been out well. He comes not home.
What is you sing? I do not like these toys. Pray you, go and fetch me in my closet un boîte-faire. A box. A green box. Don't understand what I speak. A green box, huh?
Hey, forsooth, I'll fetch it to you. Oh, I'm glad you were not in himself. If he had found the young man, he would have been horn mad.
Ma foi, il fait fort chaud. Je m'en vais à la cour, la grande affaire.
Is this it, sir?
Ah, oui. Mettez la main. Pocket. Dépêche, quickly, hein? Oh. Where is that knave, Rugby?
What, John Rugby? John!
Yes, sir.
Ah, you are John Rugby, and you are Jack Rugby. Come, take your rapier, and come after my ill to the court.
'Tis ready, sir, here in the porch.
Pas ma trot, I tarried too long. Odds me. T'es oublié. There is some simple in my closet that I would not for the world I should leave behind.
Ah, me, you'll find the young man in there and be mad.
Whoa, diable, diable. Oh, what is in my closet? Villainy, Leron, Rugby, my rapier.
Good master, be content.
Wherefore I shall be content, huh?
The young man is an honest man.
What shall the honest man do in my closet? There is no honest man that shall come in my closet.
I beseech you, be not so dramatic. Here is the truth of it. He came of an errand to me from Parson Hugh.
Well?
I forsooth to desire her to...
Pray you!
Peace your tongue. Speak your tale.
To desire this honest gentlewoman, your maid, to speak a good word to Mistress Anne Page for my master in the way of marriage.
Yes, all indeed, but I'll never put a finger in the fire and need not.
Sir, you, thank you. Rugby, belly me some pepper. Tarry you a little while, huh?
I am glad he is so quiet, young man. If he had been thoroughly moved, you should have heard him so loud and so melancholy.
Ah, merde, garde!
But notwithstanding, man, I'll do you your master what good I can, and the very yea, and the no is the French doctor my master. I may call him my master, look you, for I keep his house, and I wash, wring, brew, bake, scour, dress meat and drink, make the beds and do all myself.
'Tis a great charge to come under one body's hand, ma'am.
Are you advised of that? You shall find it a great charge, and to be up early and down late, but notwithstanding, to tell you in your ear, I would have no words of it. My master himself is in love with Mistress Anne Page, but notwithstanding that, I know Anne's mine. That's neither here nor there.
You, Jack Knapp. Give this letter to Sir Hugh. By God, it is a challenge. I will cut his throat in the park. I will teach a scurvy jackknap priest to meddle or mech. You may be gone. It is not good, you tarry here. By God, I will cut out all his stones. By God, he will not have a stone to throw at his dog.
Alas, he speaks but for his friends.
It is no matter for that. Do you not tell me that I shall have an badge for myself? By God, I will kill the Jack Priest! And I have appointed mine host of the Garter to measure our weapon. By God, I myself will have an badge.
Sir, the maid loves you, and all shall be well. We must give folks leave to prate. What good cheer?
Look me! Come to the court with me. By God, if I not have an badge, I shall turn your head out of my door. Follow my ears, Rugby.
You shall have Anne. Ass of your own. No, I know Anne's mind for that. Never a woman in Windsor knows more of Anne's mind than I do, nor can do more than I do for her, I thank heaven.
Who's in there? Ho! Oh.
Who's there, I trow? Come near the house, I pray you.
How now, good woman? How dost thou?
The better that it pleases your good worship to ask.
What news? What does pretty Mistress Anne?
In truth, sir, and she is pretty and honest and gentle, And one that is your friend, I can tell you that, by the way. I praise heaven for it.
Shall I do any good, thinkest thou? Shall I not lose my suit?
True, sir, all is in his hands above. But notwithstanding, Master Fenton, I'll be sworn on a book she loves you. Have not your worship a wart above your eye?
Yes, Mary, have I. What of that?
Well, thereby hangs a tale. Good faith, it's such another Anne. But I detest an honest maid as ever broke bread. We had an hour's talk of that wart. I shall never laugh but in that maid's company. But indeed she's given too much to alicoly amusing but for you. Well, go to.
Well, I shall see her today. Hold, there's money for thee. Let me have thy voice in my behalf. If thou seest her before me, commend me.
Will I? In faith that we will. And I will tell your worship more of the wart the next time we have confidence, and of other wooers.
Well, farewell. I am in great haste now.
Farewell to your worship. Truly an honest gentleman. But Anne loves him not, for I know Anne's mind as well as another does. Oh, out upon it! What have I forgot?